Network. Thank you for tuning in today. Today's Saturday, January 22nd, 2011. 2011, welcome. Thanks for tuning in. And I'm your host for the next hour, Todd McGreevy on Common Sense Revisited. Appreciate Mr. Pozderek's last couple hours. Always fascinating. Always brings up good points, interesting topics, and has good callers. And I certainly have a few comments of my own based on what I heard the last couple hours. Lots of good discussion. Today, after I get through some comments, I actually want to direct everybody to thirdrailblog.com, thirdrailblog.com. We're going to go over 11 actions you can take today, 11 actions in 2011 that you can take today, folks. That's at thirdrailblog.com. And encourage you to call in with any comments or concerns or questions at 1-800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. And, of course, the namesake of this show is Common Sense Revisited. I highly encourage you to go check out commonsenserevisited.com. commonsenserevisited.com. There you can download for free the PDF of the modern-day tribute to Thomas Paine's original. That's Common Sense Revisited, where it's an excellent primer on the differences between indigenous power and surrogate power and how we have our own natural-born, natural God-given, natural rights. As we enter this mortal coil, we have them already, and what we do is we create these constructs called government that are surrogate power. And the relationship between our indigenous power and our surrogate power, that's the topic of Common Sense Revisited. It's an excellent primer. Give some good history on the on Thomas Paine and his pamphlet, Common Sense, and how seminal it was back in the 1700s to change help shift the mindset of the populace in the colonies to stand up and fight tyranny. And hopefully we can do that peacefully here in the 21st century. So I'll try and get some thoughts in before the next break, and certainly want to encourage everybody to support the advertisers they hear on Republic Broadcasting Network. They allow us to have these dialogues and have this communication. And, you know, I've been getting notes from people and phone calls from people that RBN has banned Tim Turner or anybody from the Republic for the United States of America being on the airwaves. I haven't confirmed it, but I did listen to Mr. Statmiller's, John, the owner of RBN. I did listen to his archive from Wednesday afternoon, and he did state that he had banned any Tim Turner and his Merry Men from being on the air, I guess. So I haven't seen anything official about that. I thought that was really interesting. And the Turner bashing continued to the last hour with Phil's show. And I am intrigued by the nature of the criticism. And I think some fair concerns have been brought up by many, many people, not just those on this airwaves. And I during the last segment, it really dawned on me. I took some notes here, so I'm looking at my laptop. Sorry. But, you know, the big thing that was talked about last hour is the fruit of the promise, a barren tree. And I agree. There was a lot of things dangled out at the beginning of the Restore America plan that were, set out there from the top down, if you will, that this and this is going to happen when we deliver this declaration to the governors. You know, this is going to happen with the military, and this is going to happen with some kind of treasury that's going to be formed. And I was skeptical from the very beginning of that. And I think what's indicative or instructive, I should say, about the criticisms is that, yes, if you're going to measure success based on the top down promises, by the promises of those at the top, if we continue to rely on an easy button, if we continue to rely on some type of remedy that's going to come from on high, then we're going to continue to be disappointed. It has to come from bottom up, and we're going to talk about that right after the break here. Stay tuned on Common Sense Revisited on Republic Broadcasting Network. Thank you for staying with us.
Heart-related health problems affect.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When I had a heart attack at 42, I was not sure what the future held. But a year later, the doctors could find nothing wrong with me and took me off all my medication. What did I do? I took a herbal mixture of garlic, cayenne, and a few other herbs mixed in liquid form. I now call this Extendovite. I would have never believed that a few simple herbs could actually change my life like they did. Now it's your turn to see what the powers of garlic and cayenne can do for you. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experience process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you for tuning in today to Common Sense Revisited on the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm your host, Todd McGreevy. I want to encourage you to stay tuned for Radio Free Market with Michael McKay. That comes up at 1 o'clock after this next hour. So stay tuned and listen to Michael McKay. He always has excellent programming, and I believe he has a guest today talking about smaller government out of bigger government. So the topic that we were on before the break was the bashing of the Tim Turner crowd, if you will, and certainly been privy to it many, many different ways, whether it's on this network, on conference calls, or emails, all that fun stuff. And my perspective I'd like to share with everybody is that if you're going to rely on relief and remedy from the top down, whether it's this Republic for the United States of America or the Restored America Plan or the Restore America, whatever brand you want to put on it, yes, there's not going to be any fruit on that tree. I agree 100%. It's no remedy, no change, no relief, no matter which flag is flying, no matter which brand of a project or a group association one is getting with, is going to provide relief or remedy in this criminal corporate system we're in from top down. So let's get that on the table. The reason I point this out is that at the core of what the Republic for the United States of America is proposing is to have, these are my terms, okay? I'm not reading from anything. This is how I perceive this to be, all right? Is to have solidarity amongst our neighbors, amongst our fellow men and women where we live. And I'll use the word community. I know people don't like that word community because it denotes, all right, so pick a word. I mean, county, city, municipality, state, republic, free state, nation state, pick whichever one you want. But if you're not having solidarity or camaraderie or mutual respect for each other's own personal property and own personal space with your own neighbors, then you're not going to have anything. It doesn't matter which flag is flying, which thing you're dealing with from on high. So at a minimum, the project that that the Tim Turner folks are behind, called Republic for the United States of America, has provided a structure and a pathway for people to assemble in their local communities and get organized and have de jure common law grand juries, jural assemblies, picture. And I mean, and I would propose that, I mean, even if you just had a meeting once a week with your own, your people in your local community to talk about what's happening, it's a start from then just, you know, being on email and complaining about the government and sending around different links to different articles and so forth. Are you doing anything? Are you getting anything done in your community? Are you getting to know your neighbor? Are you getting organized in any way to secure your own liberties? That's where I think that there's fruit on the tree, if you will. So pick whichever, you know, pathway you want. Let's not shoot the messenger, okay? And this whole concern about, you know, who elected Turner president? Well, his peers, those who have chosen to assemble with him, and they elected him. And I don't know, pick a number. Was it 200 people, 400 people, 600? I don't care what the number was. He's not claiming to be president over anything other than the new republic, the new group, the new project that was started. We have, you know, if you're listening to this and you're a member of your local Kiwanis Club, your local Rotary Club or something like that, or your Knights of Columbus, or, I don't know, your Girl Scout troop or your Boy Scout troop, you elect people all the time to help lead. And I would propose that, you know, before the U.S. Constitution was ratified, that we had, I think it was either 9 or 11 provisional presidents. George Washington wasn't the first. You know, during the Articles of Confederation and leading up to it during Continental Congress, there were people along the way that were elected as provisional presidents. So you got to start somewhere with something. And I think Michael Badnarik talks about that in his training or in his book, Good to Be King. So, you know, people are welcome to call me out and tell me I'm wrong. If you've got a question or a thought, you can call 800-313-9443. And I am fascinated by what Phil was talking about at the end of the show with the packinlaw.org website and the expatriation process. And there is a provision for that, and it was passed right before the 14th Amendment and all that, and that is all accurate. And I've started to investigate those measures and so forth. And the bad news, folks, the bad news is there is no easy button. There just simply isn't. And there are different pathways to remedy or relief. And the tough part is trying to figure it out. And, you know, it's funny because what I'm going to talk about here for the rest of the hour is what I call 11 actions you can take today. You know, and I frustrate my de jure friends, my friends who are hardcore into the de jure system, into the opting out of the corporate government, and getting involved in the de jure jural assemblies, the de jure grand juries. I frustrate them because I also involve myself in the de facto side, if you will. I still go to my local county board of supervisors meetings, and I still help people run for office, you know, and the criminal elections, you know, and so forth. If you've listened to the show, you know that my motto is death by a thousand cuts. We have got to operate on multiple fronts till something actually clicks, till something works, till something breaks through. And I see all those actions to the good, to the positive of securing our liberties and ensuring that we are operated by rule of law, not rule of men. We got to take the steps. And so I would challenge listeners out there and folks that are, you know, throwing stones about other projects. You know, what have you done in your community? Have you done in your city, in your municipality? Have you done anything to try and move the dial? And if you go to thirdrailblog.com, I've got 11 things posted that I want to talk about today this hour. And the first one at the top of the list is create fully informed jurors in your city, county, fully informed juries. Check out the fully informed jury website and download the brochures and hand them out in front of your courthouses. I have a link to the FIJA.org website, which is the document library and brochures. You can download them there. I would propose to you that while, yes, the court system that you know as your traditional court system is compromised, I 100% agree with that. It is compromised beyond belief by the Bar Association. It is a sausage factory of the highest order. I will totally agree with that. And it is a criminal enterprise that's going on in those walls. The people are being tyrannized every day in those walls. And there's reasons for that we can get to. But I would also propose to you that, you know, it's a numbers game, and that right now that is that's where there are juries forming. And if those juries are informed, you can move the dial. And the steps that you should take is you should go find out at your county seat where your county courthouse is who the jury foreman is. All right. And you should ask them the nature of how they solicit for jurors. Go find out, when do they mail out the notification? How many people do they mail them to on a given cycle, like once a week, once a month, that kind of thing? What is their return? They mail out 200 solicitations or summons to come to jury duty. How many people actually show up? You can start getting some metrics on the table. So if 100 people show up a week, then you know you need to have 100 pamphlets ready to go every week, and you can start budgeting for that and so forth. And you just go stand out in front of your county courthouse. You get a couple, three volunteers, take shifts, and you stand out during the jury call. Not jury call, I'm sorry, they've already been called. When the people come up and walk up to the courthouse. Once you do this for a few weeks, you'll get to know who the heck is going in and out of those doors. You'll see the same attorneys. You'll see the same judges. You'll see, well, probably not the judges. They probably go through a different door. But you'll know who the jurors are, is what I'm trying to say. They're the people walking up with a newspaper in their hand or a novel or a book to read or something to fight the boredom. They're the ones that are begrudgingly coming to this building. They won't have a pep in their step, okay? The folks that have a pep in their step are the ones that are getting paid to do what they're doing to us inside those four walls. So when you have the fully informed jury association pamphlets and you start handing them out. Now, I can tell you, we've been doing this for over a year in Scott County. And we know it's having an impact because we've gotten firsthand knowledge of judges holding up the pamphlet we're handing out saying, do not listen to this. So I've talked about this on this show before. I don't want to repeat myself too much, but that is a step that you should and can take to start informing your local community. And, you know, you can hand out anything you want. You can hand out business cards about a local meetup group that you're starting or, you know, anything. Take the opportunity to inform those jurors, because in your county, over a given year, there's a finite number of people that are going to sit in judgment of their peers. There's a finite number. And so in a given year cycle, you can impact that finite number of people. That's step one. All right, step two, get to know where your county sheriff stands. Extremely important. If you have not, do you even know who your sheriff is in your county? Do you even know his or her name? Do you know when they were elected? What their next election cycle is? Take some steps, folks. Get to know your sheriff. Go meet with your sheriff. Go introduce yourself to your sheriff. Ask for a meeting. You need to find out, is your sheriff doing the bidding of the judges, a.k.a. the Bar Association, or does he or she follow their oath of office and defend the natural rights of the people? You need to suss that out of your sheriff. Find out where he or she stands. One of the ways I recommend doing that is to get a copy of Sheriff Richard Mack's book, America's Last Hope, the U.S. County Sheriff. Richard Mack is you've probably heard him on this airwaves many times. He was one of the lead plaintiffs in the mid-90s to fight the Brady Bill, and he actually won in a U.S. Supreme Court case where Judge Antonin Scalia ruled that the federal government cannot control what happens with firearms in the counties. It was a huge case. It was a major deal, and, of course, the mainstream doesn't talk about it at all. They don't want us to know that the authority does reside in the counties. And on that note, I do want to read to you, we talked last week about the shootings in Tucson briefly. Well, actually, not briefly. It was quite a bit of the show. And we wondered, what was the correlation between the federal judge, Judge Roll, and the shooting? Well, it turns out that Judge Roll is one of the first people to adjudicate on Sheriff Richard Mack's odyssey in the 90s. He's one of the first people to stand up. We're going to talk about that when we return after the break. Stay tuned.
Help, I've fallen and I can't get up. Help, I've fallen and I can't get up. If you have an elderly loved one, please listen. Whether it's fire danger, a serious fall, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with the slogan, "Help, I've fallen and I can't get up," protects 60,000 members.
The first time I fell in that bedroom and I couldn't reach the phone.
When you have a heart attack like I did and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Listen to former U.S. Surgeon General Dr. C. Everett Koop.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone. That's why I wear one.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can often postpone going to a nursing home for several years. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now 1-800-410-0739. 1-800-410-0739. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure, 1-800-410-0739.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Welcome back, Common Sense Revisited, and we're talking about 11 steps you can take in your local community. And, you know, some of us have producers, some of us have producer wives, actually. So my wife is texting me saying, just get through the 11, don't go into the details yet about Richard Mack and so forth. So I will take her advice as my producer wife and get through the 11 here, folks. And I do have some more context about each one of these as we go through, and I'll circle back to it, including the fully informed jury stuff I just talked about. So number one, create fully informed jurors in your city, county. If you're not creating informed jurors, then you're not moving towards liberty. Number two, who's your sheriff? Do you know your sheriff? Get to know him. Go meet with them. Find out where they stand. Are they doing the bidding of the judges and the bar association? Or are they doing the bidding of the people? They're elected by you. Granted, we know it's a criminal election system, which comes up with number three. How are your votes being counted? How are your votes being counted? It is not a secret that our votes are being counted in secret. All right, they're being voted by machines. There's all kinds of scandals. I don't think I have to go into great detail about this, but here's something that you need to find out. Does your county auditor have a chain of custody policy outlining how the data cards from the machines that count your votes in secret are transported and kept secure from tampering? Go down and talk to your county auditor, you know, respectfully, pleasantly, you know, get to know your auditor too. Just like you should know your sheriff, you should know your auditor. And ask for the chain of custody policy for the voting equipment and the voting data, the ballots, the data, the whole nine yards. We found out that after we had the same auditor for over 20 years, I think it was like 28 years, that there was no chain of custody policy in place in our county until we, a handful of us, went and pressed for it the auditor finally created one. I'm not even saying it's adequate. But the fact that there is there even a chain of custody policy or not? Vigilance, folks. You got to be vigilant. And if you're just getting, you know, on the emails and the conference calls and the RBN listening to the problems, and we're not doing anything but complaining, get down to your auditor's office and find out what the chain of custody policy is. Check out nationalcleanelections.com as well. That is the lawsuit that Bob Schultz and We the People Foundation, along with plaintiff Liggett, are bringing to the New York State. It's a fascinating, we've talked about it, had Bob on the show before, nationalcleanelections.com, all right? Check that out for some more background on how your votes are being counted in secret. And you need to stay vigilant if your county or your state is starting to incorporate paperless ballots, or they're starting to incorporate internet voting in your community. That's a problem. Again, this is where all of my de jure friends get all mad. Why are you even talking about voting? You're just supporting the criminal system. You know, folks, I'm going to fight these battles on every front we can. We can't expect everybody to be so enlightened about expatriation and so forth, especially if you're going to have any strength in numbers. Okay, number four, all right, oaths of office. Oaths of office. Go to your auditor's office while you're there asking about the chain of custody and ask for a copy of the oath of office for your county attorney, your county auditor, your sheriff, your treasurer, and board of supervisors. And judges, I believe, also have taken an oath. You want to find out if they have them on file. You want to find out, you know, who signed them. You want to get copies of them. And the reason I went down this path was I realized that at the end of the day, the relationship between our elected officials and we, the people, the taxpayers, the citizen slaves, pick whichever term you want, is that oath of office. It's a contract. And I wanted to see the language in that oath of office. I wanted to find out what exactly was being stated. And once I got a copy of the current oaths, I said, all right, now I'd like to get a copy of the oath of office for the sheriff for the last 50 years in our county. And they looked at me like I had, you know, five eyes or something. Like, what? Why do you want that for? I said, I just want to track the history. I want to look at the legacy of the language with our oaths of office. They said, well, we've never had anybody ask for that, so we'll get back to you. 2 days later, they emailed me and said, we're sorry, we don't have those. Those are destroyed. So does your county have a legacy of the oaths of office? Is the record, the ultimate contract that the elected officials had with the people, is it still intact? Can you review it? Can you track the language or not? Are they destroying them? I think it's an important thing to know about the county you live in. Get the oaths of office, study them over, and if you can get, I would love to see an oath of office from a sheriff from 100 years ago. I think that would be fascinating to see how that language has changed over time, especially pre-Civil War and post-Civil War. That was number four. Number five. All right. Is sustainable development and smart planning and smart growth, is that a big buzzword in your county, in your state? Is Agenda 21 being implemented where you live? You need to find that out. And it's happening where I live. And in fact, it's happening at breakneck speed. And I call it project creep. This is the difference between individual rights and community rights. And essentially, it is the slow project creep of the United Nations and those that would try and control our resources on the globe, frankly. And the Agenda 21, you've probably heard about it on this network and others, one of the best resources that deconstructs Agenda 21 and provides literature that you can use to inform and educate yourselves, your neighbors, and your elected officials, is at freedomadvocates.org, freedomadvocates.org. Got a link to the specific brochure that I want you to get at the website, thirdrailblog.com. We're going to talk about it briefly upon the return. We're at item number 5 of 11 action steps you can take in your local community today. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Attention RBN listeners, the Freeze Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees. But we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Alrighty, folks, welcome back. Common Sense Revisited. We're going through what I consider to be the 11, at least these are the 11 for today, but 11 of the key action steps you can take today to try and secure your liberties where you live. And I'm proposing that if we remain distracted by the national and international media, we remain distracted by the horse races at the federal level of the president and Congress and the Tea Party and all that happy, you know what, that we will just continue to be distracted and not get organized in our local community. And I'm going to continue on here. I was on agenda 21, item number 5. Is smart planning a buzzword you're hearing within your county and state government and staff and planners? All right. Agenda 21. Now, if you go to thirdrailblog.com, and you, item number 5, I have a link to freedomadvocates.org. I've got it drilled down right to the store item where you can buy these pamphlets, which we've done here locally. And what I'm telling you today is not something, it's everything I'm talking about today is something we've done here where we live. All right. So I'm not just, I'm walking the talk, folks, and we all need to walk the talk. I'm going to read a portion of this Understanding Sustainable Development Agenda 21 just to hopefully bring home why this is so important, all right? 6 practical steps to restore and protect liberty. 1, recognize and resist the trend to replace political boundaries with regional governance, in quotes, regional governance. Recognize this form of government leads to a breakdown of accountability to the citizenry. Number two, refuse local government receipt of federal or state money for new sustainable development programs because they breach the American system of federalism and raid the treasury. Withdraw from established sustainable development programs. And it goes on. And I bring this up because if you are, look for the buzzword Council of Governments. Are Council of Governments being formed in your state? Are we abdicating authority to a system that's even further removed from where you live? Because it's happening where we are, and we're trying to fight it here where I live in Scott County, Iowa. And it's real. So one of the action steps you can take is go to freedomadvocates.org and get this pamphlet, inform yourself, inform your elected officials. It's one good way to get things rolling on that. All right, number six, end fluoridation of your water supply. This used to be a real fringe topic, everybody. You know, it was like, oh, you're a conspiracy theorist. You know, you're a crackpot considering yourself with fluoride in the water. And the dentists have all stood up and said it's wonderful and all that. Well, folks, the FDA has finally come out. It's the onerous nature of fluoride in the water has become so apparent now that the criminal federal government has actually had to come out and fess up and reduce the FDA's maximum allowable parts per million nearly in half. And what's happened is they actually over a year ago put out a notice that if you're feeding your child baby formula, do not use tap water with fluoride in it because the fluoride in the water can damage their brain. All right. Now, a gentleman named Paul Connett wrote a book called The Case Against Fluoride. It came out in October, recently published, and he'd been working on it for over a dozen years. And now he's starting to get validated for his years of fighting this battle. There's lots of information out there. If you listen to this network, you know what I'm talking about the health risks of fluoride in the water. But, okay, we're aware of it now, and I've got a link at thirdrailblog.com to a story published in full disclosure, a newspaper that I own. But it's an excellent interview with Paul Connett. We were the first to interview this guy, and it's a superb primer on what his book is all about and how the federal government has been lying to us with their own charts, as a matter of fact, about the cavities, the status of tooth decay in the world based on fluoridation. Their own charts are bunk, and we talk about it at this story. But moreover, what are we doing about it? Okay, it's one thing to be aware of, but what are we doing about it? Find out from your local water utility the status of fluoridation in your own water system. If your water is being fluoridated, get a copy of the agreement that your water company secured with your municipality or county to fluoridate the water. And in our community, we're told by our water utility that our agreement started in 1952, and it was by resolution from two or three municipalities decided they wanted to have our water fluoridated. But when we asked for a copy of it, we were told, well, we don't have it. It's in our vault. So we're still working on getting a copy of that, a hard copy of that, because I think it will be, A, instructive of, you know, what was the deal made going in? You know, who voted on it? What were the parties to it? The devil's always in the details. And B, well, that was in 1952. You know, that was 58 years ago. Maybe it's time to revisit this, especially in light of the current revelations that our own federal government has stated about the dangers of fluoride in the water. So, and the reason I bring this up is not only just for a sheer health concern, but if the community that where you live can't rally around something like this, something that is ubiquitous as what's being put in our own water supply, if you can't get people organized about that, whether they're left, right, progressive, conservative, libertarian, de jure, de facto, I don't care what they are. If they can't organize around that, then you probably shouldn't be living in that community if you want to live free. All right? That's number six out of 11. Number seven, take up your audiovisual arms and go and record your courts, your judges, your county and city staff, and your elected officials. You need to go by, you know, back in the day, you know, your weapon was a musket, okay? And you had to know how to clean your weapon and so forth. Today, your weapon is a flip video camera. And I've got a link to flip video. They call it the Ultra, all right? There's numerous styles of flip video cameras, but this one is, in my opinion, the best one. It's $149 at the flip.com store. I've got a link all the way down to the drill down right to the actual camera. The reason this one is good, in my opinion, is it's not HD. They have HD cameras, and those are cool and everything, but that's if you're doing something arty or, you know, you're making like a documentary or something like that you think is going to get broadcast on, you know, the big screen. This is down and dirty. This thing records up to 15 feet away, excellent audio. The files that are recorded are relatively small in size, and so it's easy to transfer the files. If you record in HD, the files are too big. You're talking gigs. It just bogs your computer down. Unless you really know what you're doing, you'll get bogged down. So this is the number one tool, in my opinion, that you can use in terms of recording what's happening in your local courts and so forth. I've got a link to it right there. It's an excellent tool. I've used it many, many times. And then you need to start publicizing what you're recording. You need to get this stuff up on the on YouTube or Vimeo or, you know, depending on how technical. Start with YouTube. If you can get up on YouTube, that's a great start. I don't want to put all my eggs in one basket with regards to a distribution network because who knows, you know, YouTube's owned by Google. They could take that down anytime they wanted. And so subsequently, you know, you can't rely on that too much. So have backups of your videos. If you see a video out there you like, try and download it and so forth. I've got some links to several channels that I participate in on YouTube to give you some examples of the recordings we've done, including public hearings, including things we courthouses and so forth. You need to check it. You need to go record what's happening so you can hold these people accountable. A friend of mine said, you know, one of the best things you could do when you go to a city council meeting or a county board of supervisors meeting is to go in with the camera with a big flash on it and just take a picture right in front of them. Let them know we are watching you. All right, we're vigilant. All this, you know, there's a lot of talk going on, folks, on these airwaves. A lot of talk on email. Are you doing anything? Are you getting anything done? So, number 8 out of 11. I know I've got a caller on hold, and I appreciate that. I'm going to get through all 11, and then we'll take calls. Number 8, distribute the Articles of Freedom to your local, county, and state elected officials. I've got a link to the Articles of Freedom download there. Articlesoffreedom.us is the general site, but I've got it drilled down all the way to the PDF that is a 6-page consolidated summary of the Articles of Freedom. It's, in my humble opinion, one of the best tools you can have to get the dialogue going with your elected officials. It covers the 14 violations that were documented in November of 2009 at the Continental Congress that was held in St. Charles, Illinois. Sovereignty, it documents the reference of the violation, what the violation is, what the remedial instructions are to the federal elected officials, remedial instructions to the states, and civic actions the people can take. And yes, I know my de jure friends say you're still trying to bark up the wrong tree because that's just the criminal de facto government that's doing the bidding of the banks and the attorneys, and I understand that, folks, but this is still instructional. It still has merit, and you can't expect people to come, you know, full circle overnight. You got to start somewhere with this. And the precepts that are talked about in here from sovereignty, constitutional law, petition for redress of grievances, militia and firearms, privacy, private property, juries, income tax, foreign policy, money, public debt, war powers, and eligibility and illegal immigration are still germane. Whether you're in the de jure or the de facto, these are still germane issues. This is an excellent consolidated document, and you need to get it in the hands of those that you hope to influence. And one of the main reasons I think you should get it in their hands is you can say, look, folks, we're done petitioning. We're done pleading with you to do the right thing. Here is an instruction manual of telling you what to do. Here is a way to move forward to remedy what we've allowed to break. And we're checking the box, folks. We're checking the peaceful box. And it's one of the things that led me to get involved with the de jure to begin with is, you know, I've gone down the de facto path. I've gotten organized with these Articles of Freedom. I've delivered them to my governor's office, to my senator's office, to my legislator's office, and to all of my state officials. It's had a minor impact. I've seen a few things move, but, you know, there needs to be more of us delivering these Articles of Freedom. That's number 8. Number 9, find out if there's a jural assembly associated with the Republic for the United States of America in your state or county. Investigate it. Get to know the leadership within your county or state for this project. And I have a link that drills down into the subpages of the republicoftheunitedstates.org website that gets to all the websites of all the states and the emails of all the leaders of all the different newly re-inhabited republics throughout the land, if you will. Kick the tires on it. Get to know these folks. Is there one that's active in your state? If it's active and there's a strong leadership, you know, you would benefit from getting to know these people. Whether you disagree or agree on some of the stuff that happened at the very top at the national level, I've learned, you know, the more I read, the less I know, okay? And what I'm learning is that based especially on Tom Wood's nullification book, you know, this experiment started with a compact between 13 nation states. This whole concept that they're one big nation called America is really kind of a misnomer. We need to have 50 decentralized nation states. You need to get organized in your state, and some of the people involved with this on the Republic of the United States of America project are ones you should get to know. Number 10, find out if there is a general assembly associated with the assembly posts, which is kind of, it's a similar effort of the general assemblies that are opting out or are not operating within de facto, they're de jure. It's just not the same brand as the folks that are following Tim Turner. It's assemblypost.com, assemblypost.com. I also have a link to my county assembly there that is a little more of a drill down on what's happening on the local county levels. So there's that. All right, those are two ways you can get involved in the so-called de jure movements. Check them out. Investigate them. Number 11, buy the book, The Red Amendment. I agree with a lot of what Phil has talked about on the previous show. The 14th Amendment is a culprit in many of the problems we have in America today. I'm not an expert in it, but I know that it created a lot of controversy at Continental Congress, and a lot of people put a lot of time and energy to make it part of the agenda. And it wasn't the time and place at that event. My hope is in the future that a new Continental Congress convenes, or we have them, 50 of them in 50 different states, and the 14th Amendment is vetted. It all these details, and as Phil was talking about on the previous show, they have these legal study groups or legal, I can't remember his actual term. We need to get in the same room, folks. We need to have everybody looking at the same information and vetting this stuff. I 100% agree. All right. None of us have all of the answers. Not one of us knows 100% of what's going on, but a lot of us act like we do. And it's getting really tiresome. So I'm trying to be agnostic here, folks. There's 11 things at thirdrailblog.com. Some of them you can take action from your own chair, investigating what's going on the web, getting to know some things. But a lot of them, you got to get up off out of your chair and go down and look at these people right in the face. Go meet your sheriff. Go start some juries. Go get your juries informed in your community. Mark in Georgia. Thank you for holding, Mark. What's on your mind?
Oh, okay. I got the speakerphone off. All right, Greg, I'll call you back. Hi. Yeah, this is Mark, and I am formerly of the Turner so-called Republic, and anything I can do to repudiate the mistake I made of trusting that con man, I'll forgive him. You know, and I'm trying to forgive him in the sense of letting go of the disappointment and bitterness that we were made a lot of bright, shiny promises that couldn't possibly happen, because the guy, apparently he was sent in to corrupt something that might have had a chance.
Mark, let me ask you something real quick, because I'm trying to keep the dialogue focused.
I understand you want to keep
less
focused
top
on
down.
The proper solution.
What's that?
Sorry? You want to keep a focus on the proper solution, not the red herring that's drawing us away from the solution, right?
Right. And my question, with all due respect, what's you're in Georgia. Well, Georgia, yeah, actually was one of the
we're
more
the ones that started up a lot of elimination on stuff that we should have known sooner. Yes.
Now that the folks that were with the Georgia Republic that were involved with the Turner Project that have kind of separated, are you guys continuing to organize locally and get anything going on the de jure level locally outside of that project? Hello? Okay, I guess we lost him. I didn't mean to cut you off, Mark. I wasn't trying to shut you down. I was trying to get to the question, because I agree. The promises from the top that this is going to happen with the military, or this is going to happen with the Treasury, I was one of the most critical people in my state about that, all that stuff. I was driving people nuts with it, because it is alluring that there will be a solution from on high that will be saved from these problems with one fell swoop. It isn't going to happen that way, folks. And so I don't care which flag you're flying, which brand you're using. You got to get organized locally. You know, and all this talk about, you know, what the promises were that were broken, I don't care about that. I'm not interested in it. I'm interested in growing a strong state where I live, all right? If you have any other questions or concerns, you can call 800-313-9443. I'm going to circle back, and there's all kinds of good information out there education-wise. You know, these 11 topics are just, you know, a portion of it. You know, there's excellent books out there, like They Own It All, Including You. Nullification, the book by Tom Woods, is extremely instructive. So I include, you know, those are education things, and I agree, those things should be dealt with. But I'm trying to focus on actions you can take to get to know your neighbor, get some solidarity going. Mark, you back with us?
Sorry, the call dropped there for whatever
reason. Go ahead, Mark.
My honest answer is there are different fractions. There's a very small fraction that you understand that the Greek word for blue is cyan, like cyanide. The blue pill is the cyanide of the mind of accepting without examination. And that's one of the solutions that I think there should be a consensus that there should be a voluntary peer review system of conspiracy research to authenticate what we're hearing.
That's
confidential sources. Yes.
Mark, a lot of what you're saying happened at Continental Congress. It just didn't happen about the 14th Amendment. We need to do what you're talking about. I totally agree. Stay with us. We've got Doug from Tennessee when we return.
What really gets in the way?
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The total transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program. Use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation Program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Welcome back, everybody. Common Sense Revisited. We do have a call. Doug, are you there?
Sorry about that. Did I lose you?
Go ahead, Doug.
Hey, I like Mark, used to be involved in the Restore America plan, but the leadership has proved itself to be completely disrespectful of people's sovereignty. And when I started asking too many questions and pointing out that it was inconsistent in with liberty to be paid from some central organization. They decided to lie and get rid of me.
Hey, so, Mark or Doug, real quick, can you say they? Are you talking about your state leadership or national?
State.
Okay, well,
but
there
the
is
national
a problem.
Leadership was it's a kind of a misnomer, but the quote-unquote national leadership was disrespectful of people's sovereignty, too, and were ousting people without actually due process, like one young man in Wisconsin and other people. The problem there is a lot to do with the personalities, and the process is flawed. Grand juries cannot elect a president, especially.
Okay. I don't disagree with you on that. What can grand juries do in the local community? I mean, forget this top-down stuff. What can you do? What can we do in our local county? I pick counties because it's the most ubiquitous, construction I think we have to work with.
Well, grand juries can send stuff to be prosecuted. Petite juries or petit juries, however you pronounce it, can actually try cases like foreclosure cases.
Right.
So
my next question is,
issue, are you
getting organized with anybody in your county to do a de jure grand jury?
I'm working with the folks on Assembly Post because they respect authority. Sorry, sovereignty. They understand it, and they mm-hmm. respect one another, and they understand the legal precedent that has been violated or assumed through the Restore America plan. We really need to assemble, and I promote Assembly Post, and I'm trying to get my county. Unfortunately, most of the Patriot folks in my county decided to go off from this Restore America plan, and have really kind of lost their mind.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's all about who you're working with on your local level, in my opinion. I feel very blessed that I'm hooked up with some very, very honorable people in my county and across the state. And I look at it as I'm more reliant on them than I am whatever is at the top of the heap at any national thing. So,
but the problem is they have top-down command and control.
Well, not if we don't let it, Doug.
Well,
it's the same thing we have with the de facto. It's because we allow it.
What state are you on?
I'm in Iowa.
Iowa, okay. I'm not that. Well, no, there was some stuff in Iowa that was just completely over the top, too.
What do you mean?
And what
that?
You have is you have these coordinators that try to keep the peace, and Nathan Peachey telling their local jury that you got to get this person off this jury because of controversial issues without actually due process.
I'm not aware of any of that in Iowa. That's news to me.
Maybe it's Indiana that I'm thinking of, the problem is if you do resist this top-down command and control, they'll put in another group and call that the grand jury on Iowa and work with them.
Listen, the break's coming, Doug. It's at the top of the hour. I do appreciate your input. Please call back next time this topic comes up or anything else. Everybody stay tuned for Michael McKay and Radio Free Market is next at 1 o'clock. Check out thirdrailblog.com. Thirdrailblog.com for those 11 things we talked about today. Take action.
The next round of the worst financial...